Welcome back, everybody. This is the Reflex Blues Show. I'm your host, Donovan Beery, and we are just an hour away from the actual kickoff of How Design Live, and I'm with one of the speakers, Justin Ahrens. Justin, no stranger to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Donovan. How are you doing?
Not bad. So did you attend any of the pre-day stuff? You actually were in charge of, like, a networking lunch today. Is that correct?
Yeah. No, I haven't... I only attended my own thing. Well, I heckled Vaughn.
That sounds like you.
Yeah, yeah. I heckled Vaughn and Stefan a little bit.
And was Stefan in the Sven character?
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand. Is that a hermaphrodite or what is that?
I'm afraid to ask. Yeah. It's one of those just don't ask, just nod and smile.
But do you see how excited he is when he's dressed up like that? Like, I think that may be his true calling.
I just saw a photo of that. Now, okay. What I did though was we were recording some podcasts in the room next to his thing. And he was dressed up, standing out the door like a carny. He's like, you know, come on in, come on in. I think he was waving people in, getting the crowd.
And people actually entered? They didn't, like, run away?
Well, the other thing I've noticed here, and I pointed this out, was there's, like, padlocks on these doors. Like, I don't know why, but I think that's why.
Huh. That makes sense.
I think it's very possible you walk into a Justin Ahrens presentation, and you ain't walking out until Justin says you can go.
Yeah, that's part of our requirements, to make sure that... you know, that happens. So, hey, oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, I think I see the one, the only, the legend.
Nicole Blau.
And Nate Voss.
Nate, Nicole.
Hey, what's up? Are you recapping now?
Nicole took us around for, what do you think we walked? At least 5 miles of just straight hills here in Seattle.
10 miles.
He told me, and I'm happy for you, you are staying in a sketchy neighborhood in San Francisco this week. And I think about things that would make you happy. And that seems up the alley.
Like, it's only a sketchy neighborhood to somebody who's staying in a 5-star hotel downtown.
That sounds a little creepy.
That was given to my wife.
No.
I am just stealing room space, really, from that. What's going on? What are you guys doing right now? What is this
thing? We have just started recapping and getting ready for the excitement.
This is a pre-cap recap, because the real recap is at 5, right?
We've already done the pre-cap, so this is the pre-cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pre-capping the recap.
Yeah. You know how it works. It's a very organized schedule.
Thank you.
Now,
yeah.
Nate, you're here as like a plus one almost for your wife who's speaking.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm here as media.
Actually
thank you very much.
I don't.
But yeah, can we get a plus one?
But you are the head of like Stephanie Voss marketing. Like you're doing amazing.
I am pimping her. Yes.
That sounds appropriate.
Stephanie. Yeah. Yeah.
What
Voss
is what is the one the
creative
not plus
obsessive
one, but the original one? What is her talk about?
So her talk is about eliminating anxiety and stress in your day-to-day workflow to have better relationships at work and better relationships with your client. And it's a hell of a good talk.
Has he heard this talk before or what?
Yeah. Actually, I haven't heard the talk in a really long time, but I have...
He might be the cause of the talk.
In addition to being her core marketing team, I am also her lead designer for her keynote. So
nice.
I am intimately familiar with that. And just
I would hope so.
So really the slides are just photos of Nate.
I'm intimately detailed with many things in that area. So yes, you can catch Stephanie Voss. When's this going to air?
Tomorrow.
Great. Tuesday, June 25th at 10:45, room 3007.
Is it really going to air tomorrow?
Yeah, these
go up right
day.
Away, man. Oh, okay. Obsessive creative development, keeping your negative thoughts and anxiety out of your workflow. It's going to fucking slay, man. You're going to get back. You're going to go to work. You're going to be zen. You're going to say, I can handle this shit. I've got core techniques to bring to all of your craziness, and your life is going to change for the better.
Well,
and
I've got sore feet from the San Francisco hills. That's what I've got.
You've got what?
Sore feet. That's all I've got.
Okay.
But you're going to have a really tight ass when you go home from marketing. You know, we worked
when
your glutes.
When has Donovan not had That's a really right. tight ass?
He's going to have a tighter ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
The tightest
We're
of asses.
We're going to do the quarter test at the end of the How conference. Yeah.
Is that
if it bounces
is,
off?
Yeah, I was gonna say, is that if it bounces? Is that if he can hold it? There's actually a lot of different quarter tests. You have to be specific.
Well, we're gonna run them through all of them.
Oh, sure. I like that.
Okay.
Like that.
My only real regret is not doing the pretest to have kind of a baseline sample.
Where you
off
throw
of.
The quarter at it and it just sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just kind of slowly indents.
I'm pretty sure it already bounces off.
I feel like this is going.
Yeah.
Really well.
This is a great pre-cap. No, single pre-cap.
Just single pre-cap.
We gotta talk about what the people want to hear.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is
Donovan's ass.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to How, everyone.
Yeah. Wish you were here.
Yeah, we're gonna be here all week. And speaking of who, Stephanie Voss, how are you doing?
I'm going to go get a hamburger.
I'm nervous.
According to what Nate's saying, like, this is like a life-changing talk. I mean, obviously, he's set no expectations for you to live up to.
I'm not intimidated at all.
Okay, well, you are selling it. I love it. Love it.
I missed the question because my husband was distracting me.
What is it that you, what is it that brought you to want to speak at How? And this is your first How, this is like your first time at How, too, and it's like not only just attending, but bam, speaking.
Yes, so...
That's big time, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm really glad that I picked a really easy topic to speak on, not the scariest thing that in my entire life. Yeah. But I decided that we all worry, and it's something we all have to deal with, and I've come up with some really great strategic ways that we can handle it, and so I want to share that with everybody else.
Now, are these things that you actually use in your actual job? Like, are these techniques, or did you write them just for this presentation?
These are tools that I've been working on most of my life, and then I've kind of just collected them into easy steps that everyone can use.
Wonderful. We look forward to seeing it Tuesday. You guys go catch burgers, because that's what I hear everyone's doing right now.
That sounds like a plan.
Thanks, Stephanie. I've moved my way into the exhibition area, which is almost being set up. I think it opens here in, I don't know, three and a half hours. And I'm with Vanessa Kreckel from Two Paper Dolls. Welcome, Vanessa. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
And you are actually, you have a small, that might be the smallest letterpress I've ever seen over there in the second Nina booth.
Yes, yes, just a little baby one, but we have 9 really big ones back at home.
Where is home?
Philadelphia.
And so you had to actually ship that here, so I assume that even though it's small, my guess is it still weighs like 8,000 pounds.
No, it's really like probably like 50 or 100 pounds, not bad.
And what is the deal with the letterpress that you brought in? Like, why would you ship one here?
We are the design firm that designed and created the Beauty of Letterpress campaign that with Nina Paper.
And that's thebeautyofletterpress.com, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. So we have, you know, built this online platform to showcase letterpress printers and the craft of letterpress printing. And so basically we just kind of wanted to bring a little bit of the flavor here. Since it's such a hands-on and tactile thing, we thought it would be really fun to have people be able to actually do it, even though
So like I can run this letterpress?
Yes. Yes.
And now there's not ink there, is there? I mean, it's...
Yeah, there's ink. Yep.
So you actually like if you met me, do you trust me with this letterpress machine? Like, I don't know.
I'll try. I don't know. We'll see.
And what am I going to be able to letterpress with this thing?
So we've pre-printed in advance some bookmarks that just kind of are for the conference itself and promote the campaign. And basically you'll be able to imprint something on the bookmark.
Is this something like secret? I mean, this ain't going live till tomorrow. I'm already going to have my bookmark.
It might be secret. Yeah.
And I was told that part of this is because, like, a lot of paper promotions and stuff are, I mean, I love them, but a lot of this stuff, honestly, my paper rep can send me, like, later on in the future.
Yeah.
And they're going to, like all the Nina Swatch books already have them, or I can hook them up later. So for you veteran people out there, you know, don't stuff your bag with these things if you don't have to, because it's heavy. But this is like something that, obviously, since it's being letterpressed by you, it's not like the paper rep's going to come. Is this like a limited edition thing you can
it
only
is.
Get here?
It is a limited edition thing. You can only kind of do it here, and it's totally hands-on. So you print it yourself, and you take it with you.
All right. Well, tomorrow I'll report in to see if I still have fingers left. Or if I'm trying to still scrub ink off of my face or whatever's needed. But Vanessa, we appreciate your time. And you're at twopaperdolls.com?
Correct. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dear God.
And we have just ran into Furco from Appleton. How are you doing today?
I'm really good, Donovan. You?
Pretty good. And you guys are right across from the Nina booth, and you guys got quite the setup. And I saw some stuff about the Hamilton letterpress. So they're here. Hamilton guys are here.
Yeah, we brought the whole Hamilton Woodtype Museum with us from Wisconsin, and both Nina Paper and Appleton Coated both share sponsorship with that museum. So the museum just moved into their new location.
And that was kind of like, they didn't plan on this move, right?
No, they were kicked out by the owner of the building, the original Hamilton Manufacturing Building. So while it seems like it was kind of rude, it actually was a good thing for the museum because they that building was very old. It leaked from the roof, and also sewers would back up. So
yeah, that's not good.
Not good for a wood-type museum. Water and wood do not mix. So happily, they do have a new location. They're moving in. It's got all the space they're ever going to need, and we're happy to give them a platform to talk about the museum. They're going to be doing some super cool things at our booth. They're going to be hand letter pressing things, and they're also going to be doing hand rearing on some of the globe poster collection that Hamilton owns.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds incredible.
It's super cool, and they're going to have a different giveaway each day. In addition to that, we also have a very unique collectible, and that is we commissioned Michael Schwab, who's a really famous San Francisco illustrator, to do an illustration for us.
Sure.
Then Hamilton would type letterpress that illustration, and that's only available at Howe, and each one is totally unique and different.
Now, do I need to get to the booth first to get one of these? Like, how many of these are there? Because this sounds incredible.
Good news for everybody. Tonight, for the big opening on Sunday night, we're giving away a note card set. Michael Schwab's illustration and two of those Hamilton posters are included in that three-card note card set, so everybody can get that. And then tomorrow, when things are more relaxed, and Tuesday, we're going to have that poster available at our booth.
Incredible. And what else is that? I mean, that is obviously the big thing that Appleton is pushing. Is this with the new paper line, or what is it that you guys are promoting with it?
Promotes both their brands, which is Utopia for coated paper and Curious Collection for the wild and funky papers that we have.
Okay, well, Furco, we appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to this. Now, is Schwab here to sign things?
Not here to sign things, but Jim and Stephanie are, and it's going to be pretty cool. So
all right,
stop
well, I look
by.
Forward, and I look forward to seeing the Hamilton guys, because they are a fun bunch.
Absolutely. Thanks, Donovan.
Thank you. And as we wrap up, it looks like we have Tom Wright with us. Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
And is Nina paper ready? I've noticed you have a large number of bags around your booth.
We've been working for about 3 or 4 hours just setting up and getting everything ready to go. So we are ready with hundreds and thousands of bags, actually.
What's the biggest excitement piece in these bags?
One is by Josh Chen, and it's our environment promotion that he did for us this past fall. And it's called Creative Unblocks. You break this book apart to all these creative pieces. Josh is speaking here at the show, and of course he's here from San Francisco. So
he took me out to the most amazing lunch a couple days ago.
Did you do the
tea thing?
Uh-huh.
It was so good at Craftsman and Wolves.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Yep. His little shop.
Yeah, and did he do one of the posters? Now, you guys, how many posters are you guys giving out this year?
Well, we have 5 posters done by designers, and then that have just amazing techniques. They'll be here signing the posters at different times during the show. And then our booth graphics are by Design Army, and they created a number of posters for us as well, 4 different posters that we'll be tweeting about, and people can pick those posters up at our booth.
So you have like 4 Design Army posters and like 5 limited edition posters done by, who are the designers of the 5 posters?
Oh, now you're embarrassing me, because Josh, I know, is one
of
them.
Okay, well, I know Vaughn's in there.
Vaughn's in there, yeah.
Victoria's in there, mm-hmm. And they all have like special signing times. So if I remember from last year, it's just a mad swarm during that. It's from when it starts to however fast they
That's
can
right.
sign.
200 to 300 people just rush the booth, want to be a part of that. It's a great opportunity for us to have them engage, obviously, with the other classic brands and so forth that we're showing.
Do you pick designers partially on how fast they can sign their names so you can get them out of there quickly?
And how big they can sign their names. And actually, all of a sudden, the designers are starting to want to sell their swag in our booth at the same time. So it's turning into a little, craft and hobby shop as well.
Well, we look forward to seeing it. And I'll let you've been setting up all day, so I'll let you go. But okay. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. And Cammy, welcome. Cammy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so good, it kind of hurts.
All right. Now, you're here. I mean, you're a veteran Howie, as it would be. You're in the
yes.
Howie group.
My first Howie conference was in 1994.
All right. So you've actually you're like this, like the third decade, as you would say, right? You've hit 3 decades of Howes in a way. And I noticed that the Howie group is trying to like recruit, bring in like the younger Howies, the little hens or whatever. And there's like is this like the first year, but is this planned to be gone like a scholarship of sorts?
Kind of, yeah. We had a bunch of Howies get together, and we were talking about how we as veterans can give back to people who've not gone before. And we came up with the Howe Veterans Grant, and it's funded by just us Howies. It's not the Howe brand or F&W Media doing it. We get together, we pull some money, and we send somebody to Howe for free who's not been before. And we ask them the question, why do you need to go to Howe? And they answer with either a 30-second or less video, an 8.5 by 11 poster, or a one-page written answer. And those, we collected those, we curated them down, a bunch of speakers got together, and we curated those entries down. And then they were voted on by the public, and this year...
Now, where can people... Are the pieces that were voted on still out there? Can we still go view them?
Actually, you can. They're on the How Veterans Grant Facebook page, and they're under the entries. There's a button there that says vote, although we're done voting, obviously.
Right, right.
But all the entries that were curated were there, so there's 8 of them, but we got far more than that. And then next year, we're going to do the same thing. The winner of the grant, the recipient of the grant... is here today. She got a big ticket, airfare, and 5 nights hotel stay.
Oh, whoa. So, like, not only, like, it wasn't just paying the
it was
to be
getting
here, it was, like,
here.
The whole thing.
It was getting them here.
Well, how do I say I've never been?
Funny. Very funny. No, it's really for us veterans to share the Howe experience with someone who's never been before. Next year, it's going to be even bigger. This year, we kind of fell short of our goal. We raised $1,500. We were shooting for $3,500 so we could pay for the whole thing. And Howe came in riding their white horse with their big white hat and saved the day. They donated the rest of it so that we could still send. Actually, the recipient's name is Regina Maldonado. She is from Piedras Negras, Mexico, right across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And she's on Twitter. It's R-E-J-A-S-R-E-J-A-S. Rejas Rejas on Twitter.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward. We're going to have to check in with her maybe in a couple days to see how her experience is going,
yeah.
To see if this is worthwhile.
Yeah.
We'll check
and
back
then,
in with you to see how it's the event is.
Also... I forgot to say, we had an anonymous donor donate an additional big ticket so that the second place votes, the person who got the runner-up, thank you, got a big ticket. And she is here also. Her name is Emily Young.
Oh, we'll see if we can hunt her down as
and
well.
And she's on, her Twitter handle is The Decisioner, and I'm not quite sure how it's spelled. Every time I look it up, I get it wrong. But her name, you can look her up as Emily Young. She's here now.
And I assume, I mean, so having the conference paid, I mean, it's not cheap to stay in San Francisco, but that's still a huge thing. And
it's a huge
thing.
It was
probably, I'm sure that she's happy to be able to make it at all.
Oh, my God, she's beside herself. Both of them were just... jumping for joy. The one said she was screaming. Her office mates came in and said, "What the heck?" So, yeah.
Well, we look forward to hunting them down, trying to see if we can get them and get their thing, and we'll talk to you at the end of the week to see how it's going.
Absolutely.
And this is a great event. We'd love to see this continue in the future.
Absolutely. We'd love for that to happen. Thanks.
All right. Well, we're about an hour out of the opening of this thing. So I will catch everybody tomorrow. All right. Until then.
Thanks for listening to the Reflex Blue Show. For more information, visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show was created by Donovan Beery and Nate Voss. Music by Ben Luders.